Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Asr. It is narrated in various hadith books and tafsir books that there are certain blessings which a person will reap if he recites Surah Asr. Now, as far as these texts are concerned, they are primarily found in Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi, it's the tafsir of Al-Wahidi, and the tafsir of As-Salabi. So both these tafsir, they contain narratives which state that there are certain blessings which a person who would read Surah Asr, he would reap those blessings. Now, I'll just read out the text of both these narratives to you. And both these narratives are reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b r.a. anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As far as the text in Al-Wasit is concerned, the words are, "Man qara surata wal asr, ghafarallahu lahu wa kana mimman tawasi bil haq wa tawasi bil sabr." Any person who reads Surah Asr or recites Surah Asr, the Almighty will forgive him, and he will be counted among those who urge people towards the truth and urge people towards patience and perseverance on the truth. So this is what the text of the narrative says as recorded in Wasit of Al-Wahidi. Now, as far as the text is concerned, which is recorded in As-Salabi's tafsir, it is also reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the words in this case are, "Man qara surata wal asr, khatamallahu lahu bis-sabr wa kana ma'a ashabil haqq yawm al-qiyamah." The simple translation of this narrative would be that any person who reads or recites Surah Asr, the Almighty would put the seal of patience on him, signifying the fact that he'll become a person who is very patient and steadfast. And the next part says, "Wa kana ma'a ashabil haqq yawm al-qiyamah," that he shall be regarded or counted among the people of the truth, the people who adhere to the truth when they rise on the Day of Judgment. This is the text which is recorded in Salabi's tafsir. Now, as far as the chains of narration of both these narratives are concerned, both of them are extremely weak. And this is because both of them contain Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini. So it is in the fitness of thing that I just describe very briefly what the comments of our Rijal authorities are on these two personalities. As far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he's regarded as Majhul by Abu Hatim. And regarding Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, various comments of hadith authorities and Rijal authorities are, Yahya ibn Ma'in has regarded him to be Laysa Bishai at one place, and at still another place his words are about Salam ibn Sulaym, that Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu, that he's weak and his narratives are not written. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mawsili says that he's Laysa Bihujja, he cannot be deduced from. And Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says he's Ghayru Sika, he's unreliable. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if. And Imam Bukhari says at one place that authorities have forsaken him, Tarakuhu. Imam Nasai also regards him to be Matruk. And at another place, the opinion attributed to him about Salam is that Laysa Bisika wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Baghvi says, Za'iful hadith chiddan, and he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk, he's been abandoned. And at another place, his words are that he's a kazzab, he's a liar. So these are the comments of Rijal authorities on Salam ibn Sulaym. So in the presence of these two personalities, and as I have said earlier, that both these personalities appear in both these narratives, which I've just read out to you. So they figure in the chains of narration of both these narratives. And in the presence of these two personalities, these narratives are extremely weak and unreliable. In fact, Imam Hafiz ibn Hajar has commented regarding the narrative which is found in Al-Wasit that it is concocted, it is mawzur. So in the presence of these comments, of course, both these narratives are extremely weak and unreliable, and they cannot be dependent upon. They have to be abandoned and forsaken. And as far as reading Surah Asr is concerned, as far as reaping the blessings of reading Surah Asr is concerned, they are best achieved by understanding the Surah, by reading it with a good translation, by understanding the message of the Surah, by understanding what the Surah has for us, and what are the directives that it gives us that which need to be followed. And this is the proper way in which we can reap the blessings of reading Surah Asr. And as far as such narratives are concerned, which delineate certain rewards of reciting Surah Asr, as these are concerned, which I just narrated before you, these are extremely weak and they are worthy of being forsaken. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.